The kids made us do it.
Can we go to Wildlands? Can we go to Wildlands?
Their pals had been, loved it. And so we did, only in Galway. Beautiful log cabins and loads of indoor and outdoor activities. And the Olive Tree restaurant, just the thing for their spring and summer breaks. And us? Loved it. Cozy log cabins, nature walks, and the kids busy. We're telling everyone to try it. Wildlands.ie to book now. Excitement is in our nature.
It's almost 9 o'clock.
Don't forget that return again. Send it back like a boss with Unpost Returns. We even collect from your door. Unpost, for your world.
Across Cork, Limerick, Clare and Galway.
On your phone.
And on your smart speaker.
This is the home of the 80s and 90s.
This is Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Nine, I'm Daniel Pitcher. Good morning. There's reports that up to 30 more tents have been pitched along the banks of the Grand Canal in Dublin. It comes just a day after around 160 asylum seekers living in more than 100 tents were removed from the area as part of a multi-agency operation. Tents also sprung up in Ringsend and East Wall yesterday. Eugene Quinn, National Director of the Jesuit Refugee Service of Ireland, says it's inevitable that some people will end up on the streets.
If you look at the numbers since that policy for to not offer accommodation to single males seeking asylum in Ireland starts in December. 3,000 haven't been offered accommodation. About 1,200 were subsequently offered. So there's 1,800. I think the rough rule of thumb I'd have is about 1 in 6 end up on the street. So about 500 have been street homeless and moved from tents into accommodation.
The lack of housing is a risk to Ireland's growth and our population's well-being, according to the National Competitiveness and Productivity Council. A new report from the Watchdog points out that construction is the only sector with fewer workers now than before the Celtic Tiger. However, the housing minister says it's an issue right across Europe. Minister Dara O'Brien says that there's more construction workers now than before COVID.
It also contextualises it that this is obviously around construction in particular and resources in construction, about them being quite tight right the way across of Europe. What it doesn't mention is the fact that we've built that capacity up. If you compare pre-COVID levels of people in construction with now, we've about 30,000 more workers, actually more than that.
Staff and the Football Association of Ireland are calling for equal treatment when it comes to pay. SIPTU members will meet with management of the Workplace Relations Commission this morning seeking a wage rise. The union is hopeful the discussions will be fruitful so that the staff can fully focus on developing football across the country. And slap on the sunscreen as today looks set to be the hottest day of 2024, with temperatures could peak around 22 or 23 degrees. Alan O'Reilly is from Carlo Weather.
Yes, it will be the warmest day of the year so far. Temperatures getting up to 22 degrees, possibly even a little bit higher, maybe 23 degrees locally. The sun is quite strong already this time of the year, so you will get sunburnt, so don't be tempted to not remember the sunscreen, because it is important, especially this time when we have very much good sunny spells.
Sport is next.
FX's Welcome to Wrexham is back on Disney Plus. Join Ryan Reynolds.
Come on!
And Rob McElhenney.
Here we are in season 3. It's going to be a very harrowing edge of your seat season.
In a whole new league.
This division is going to be tougher.
If we keep believing, we can turn things around.
FX's Welcome to Wrexham. New season available to stream exclusively on Disney Plus. 18 plus subscription required. T's and C's apply.
Sport on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
With Supermax, home of the fresh 100% Irish chicken breast sandwich. Always fresh, never frozen. Download the Supermax app today.
A Dublin derby is the pick of the night's ties in the SSE Airtricity League tonight. Shamrock Rovers, who are second, welcome St. Pat's down to Tallaght Stadium, with the champions aiming to bounce back from Monday's defeat to Waterford, while St. Pat's sacked John Daly after they lost to Sligo. Leader Shelburne hope to extend their lead as they welcome Drogheda United to Talca Park, while Bohemians hit the road for a long trip to Derry City, while Galway United and Sligo do battle, and it's Dundalk hitting the road to Waterford. German side Bayer Leverkusen set a new European record on their way to reaching the Europa League final. They're the first team to go unbeaten in 49 matches after coming from 2-0 down to draw 2-2 with Roma in the second leg of their semi-final, while Atalanta will be playing a first European final in their history with last night's 3-0 win at home to Marseille, securing a 4 4-1 aggregate victory.
Ireland's traffic with Western Motors Volkswagen. Commercial vehicle centres in counties Galway and Louth. Now stocking the Volkswagen Caddy, Crafter and Transporter. WesternMotors.ie.
In Galway, the Trim Road inbound is very busy between Ballybrit and Castlegar, while in Cork, Frankfield Road northbound is congested between the Airport Road and Kinsale Road. In Limerick, traffic is extremely busy now coming onto the Ennis Road inbound at Union Cross until O'Connell Street. And in Dublin, the Naas Road inbound is busy from Bluebell to David Road Junction. There's delays on Harold's Cross Road before the park until the Grand Canal, and also the North Quays Solid to Bachelor's Walk.
Ireland's weather.
With McCarthy Insurance Group. For better value, home, farm, motor, life, health and business insurance in 2024. MIG.ie.
A very warm day ahead of us. Dry and bright. Plenty of good summer sunshine to look forward to, with top temperatures possibly getting up to in and around 21 or 22 degrees. You're up to date to the home of What Did Lucy Kennedy Say to Colm Hayes? Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
A man can tell you so much he can say. You remain my power, my pleasure, my pain, baby. To me, you're like a grown addiction that I can't deny. Won't you tell me, is that healthy, baby? But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become a light and the light that you shine can't be seen? So much a man can tell me, so much he can say. You remain my power, my pleasure, my pain. To me, you're like a grown addiction that I can't deny. Now, won't you tell me, is that healthy, baby? But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become a large and the light that you shine can't be seen? Baby, I can feel you to a kiss from a rose.
your roses in bloom. A light hits the gloom on the grave.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. It is Colour Lucy in the morning. Laura's with us here today. We will be going live to Malmo in a few minutes' time, which is exciting.
I've never been to Malmo.
No, I've never been to Malmo.
I think it would be great to get there.
I've been to Stockholm.
Have you?
Yeah.
I've never been there either.
Went to see John Bon Jovi in Stockholm.
Oh, did you?
A couple of years ago. Yeah, that knocked that off.
Was he good?
He was all right.
Oh, Colm.
Bon Jovi,
Bon Jovi were amazing in concert, and I saw them 20 years ago now.
I have a picture of me on stage at his microphone.
Why?
Waving into the
crowd.
Please
tell me you didn't run on stage and get arrested.
It was as we used to like to call them in the business, it was a league, it was a gig, so we were brought over to see Bon Jovi. So I got to talk to the band.
Did you? To
touch his clothes, but I did not talk to him. And then they brought us out on stage and said, stand there and pretend you're shouting
to
the
crowd. He got to touch his clothes, a bit Baby Rangerish.
Isn't that weird? So they bring you into his dressing room and they say, there's John Bon Jovi's clothes. And Rebecca, who's with me, she sort of touched his jacket and went, oh my God, but you don't get to meet him. He doesn't meet people.
And would you say that's actually his jacket?
Well, it said J, whatever. J, it had J on it. Anyway, so we're talking bucket lists. Right? And that was not on my bucket list. But yours was when you did the Camino last week.
What about our listeners?
Yeah. So, Ray, what did you do?
Good morning, Colin and Woody. It's Ray here from Kinsale. The bucket list this year in July, we're married 40 years.
Yeah.
Myself and Linda.
Brilliant.
And we're going to see André Rieu in Maastricht.
Oh, wow.
I always said to Linda that if we were ever going to see him, it would have to be in his hometown.
Ooh.
So that's one for us to knock off the bucket list.
Absolutely.
Isn't that lovely? Great plan.
Maastricht, I say, is a beautiful, beautiful city as well. Okay, Denise actually did the Camino. Yeah, here's Denise.
I'm just back from the Camino. Walked from Santiago to Finisterre on my own. It was such a peaceful journey. About 23 kilometres walk every day. I'll definitely go back to do other parts of it. An amazing experience, Denise.
Oh, well done, Denise. Finisterre, I heard, is actually beautiful, but I didn't get there, so I'm a bit raging about that.
And did it on her own. That's quite interesting. I think I might like to do it on my own as well.
You might do. Well, Denise said she absolutely loved it.
You'd get great stories.
Peaceful and
quiet. Peaceful, yeah.
If you don't want to talk to anyone.
Yeah, but I argue with myself all the time.
I know you do, but then you win, you see.
True. Any more on your bucket list? 087-188-0008. Love to know what they are. Or if you've done the Camino, hints and helps on the way as well. And we're going to the Eurovision Song Contest after Queen. It's Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Let's go! Walks barely down the street with the brim pool way down low. No sound but the sound of speed. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip to the sound of the beat. Yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone. And another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey, hey. I'm gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust. How do you think I'm gonna get along without you when you're gone? You took me for everything that I had and kicked me out of my own. Are you happy? Are you satisfied? How long can you stand the heat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rain to the sound of the beat. Look out! Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Colm and Lucy in the morning. Laura's with us. It's 18 minutes after 9 o'clock. One more here. Okay, one more on the bucket list. Here is Mark, because you completed your bucket. Mm-hmm. Not completed your bucket list.
Yes, I can go now, happy.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks.
But one of your... Was it always on your bucket list?
No, it wasn't. Was it not? No. Okay, okay. I just had a couple of drinks and thought it was a good idea when we booked it.
Yeah, that's why we all jump out of airplanes.
It was a tipsy booking.
Yeah, parachuting, you know what I mean? We, oh, it's on my bucket list.
Oh, I don't know if I could do that. I wonder if any listeners have ever done that, parachute jump.
Okay.
Have you done that?
No, I haven't.
Remember, they're really popular for charity for a while.
There was a, yeah, and you'd get strapped onto another bloke.
Oh,
off
well.
You go. All day.
Sign
you
me
go.
Up.
Sorry. That didn't take long, did it? Wasn't even a drink involved. David, what have you got?
Hi, guys. Yeah, I did the Camino a few years back.
Come on.
With my brother and his son.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I thought I would hate it. Worst holiday ever. I thought, oh, my God, what am I doing this for?
Yeah.
So we did 4 or 5 days of walking. I really, really enjoyed it. Couldn't get over how much I enjoyed it. And sure didn't. I went to Barcelona then for a week and I went mad. But yeah.
And you deserved it.
Would recommend it to anyone.
Okay.
David Crane, Galway. Bye.
Oh, that's
love
brilliant.
The show. Bye.
Thank you. I think it's the mindfulness bit about it as well, isn't it? Because you did, you're
it's so peaceful.
You're a much calmer person now than the last Laura that was here.
I haven't totally changed.
In the door and you throw something at me.
Well, I came in this morning and yourself and Jeremy both said, I'm in a bad mood.
Yeah.
So I thought I better be quiet today.
But it's the Camino who's made you that person.
I'm very zen now.
Wow.
It'll last at least a week.
Okay, stay with us. On the way, we should be live in Malmo after these.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio is the home of the 80s and 90s all weekend.
On Saturdays, Trina Mara wakes you up from 7 with something for the weekend.
The 80s and 90s play all day with Gareth O'Callaghan from 10 a.m. and Brian Walsh from 2.
And the party starts at 6 p.m. with club classics, non-stop anthems till 1.
It's all here this weekend on the home of the 80s and 90s, Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
New this week in Home Store and More. All swing chairs are all half price. That's right, half price. But better hurry, because when all the half-price swing chairs are gone, they're gone. Also, all hotel collection duvet sets and all pillows are still all half-price. But when all the half-price hotel collection duvet sets and all the half-price pillows are gone, they're definitely gone. Drop by your local Home Store and More. Visit us online at homestoreandmore.ie. Home Store and More. A happy home.
Amara Camping.
Can I speak to Norm, please?
I don't think we have a Norman.
Sure you do. He's new. He's in the papers.
Papers?
Yeah, he's your outdoor expert on roof tents, garden tents, home and marquee tents, gazebos, air awnings and pop-ups. I read it in the Sunday Indo.
Read it again, slowly.
Outdoors is the new norm.
You're right about the tents, though.
AmaraCamping.com. If you're outdoors, we have you covered.
The best heat-retaining glass in the world is now available in Ireland. The main part of any window is the glass. So why choose ordinary when you can choose Landvac glass? Landvac comes in single and double glazing and can be used in new or old windows. Its safety glass is standard with a U-value of 0.4 and comes with a 50-year life expectancy and 15-year warranty. Landvac. Insist on the best. Visit lvg.ie.
Welcome to Midlands Park Hotel, your premier four-star destination. Nestled in the heart of Ireland's majestic Midlands, immerse yourself in leisure with our newly renovated health and fitness club. Relax in our luxury rooms and indulge in award-winning dining across three restaurants. Visit midlandsparkhotel.com to find out more.
Tesco Club Card gives you the power to lower prices with a big old friendly howdy partner to Tesco Finest Certified Irish Angus Cowboy Steak with Memphis-inspired barbecue seasoning. Would be a quality assured, now half price. Yeehaw! Do Irish cowboys say yeehaw? Best hurry now, they won't last long. Lower the cost of your shop with your Tesco Club Card or app. Save time, shop online or click and collect. Tesco. Every little helps. Subject to availability, prices may vary in express stores.
The Hall. The haunted attic. That bit under the stairs where the spiders live. The drawing room. The paint me like one of your French ladies room. The room formerly known as Prince. Get Wi-Fi signal in every part of your home with the Virgin Media Wi-Fi guarantee. Virgin Media, it's playtime.
Subject to availability, the Wi-Fi guarantee service can be added for €5 extra a month and a minimum speed of 30 megabytes in every room using our smart Wi-Fi pods. Terms and conditions apply. See virginmedia.ie.
You're listening to Colm and Lucy in the morning
with Noyx Newmans for your kitchens, floors, decks and doors.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Just because it burns doesn't mean you're gonna die. You gotta
You're listening to Colm and Lucy in the Morning on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
And it's time for Celebrity Loose.
With the Talbot Collection.
Four-star hotels in Wexford, Dublin, Cork, Carlow and Tipperary. Ideal for family getaways. See talbotcollection.ie.
Okay, so we are actually going live to Malmo because it's a big day for the Irish tomorrow night. And our man Clint is there. Good morning, Clint. No. Okay, he is there. Trust me, he's there. Our man Clint is in Malmo.
We got a text from him, so he's definitely there.
Oh, yeah, we were actually speaking to him a minute ago. Of course, so this is the first time since 2018 that we've qualified from the semi-finals.
Is it that long? Six years?
Yeah, that we've qualified from the semi-finals to go into the final, okay? So it's a big thing. Now, bigger than that, they are saying that Bambi Thug, they have a great chance of not only doing well, but
winning.
Possibly winning, yeah. Now, that would be some achievement, wouldn't it?
I thought those days of winning were behind us, but that
well,
would be amazing.
It would be absolutely amazing. And are we there now? Can I try this? Line one. Good morning, Clint.
He's not there yet, but we'll get him back.
No, he's not there yet. But anyway...
So it's tomorrow night it's on.
So tomorrow night, Bambi Thug
how many are in
on
the final?
Stage. I think there's about 22. I think there could be close to 22 on stage.
So I was away and I didn't see TV, so I missed the semis the other day. And Ireland did well in the semis, obviously well enough to get through to the final.
I think we can go live now. Now can we say hello to you, Clint?
Good morning,
there
guys.
You go.
Clint.
Yes, greetings from Malmo. They say hi. Hey, hi, he.
Yes.
Or whatever they say here in Sweden.
How are you, Clint? Are you well? Enjoying yourself?
Good, yes. We are very excited for the first time in a long time. Since 2018, in fact, we have qualified for the Eurovision. Ireland's hopes are hanging on Bambi Thug, the Cork self-confessed practicing witch, as we found out during the week.
Oh, yeah.
And it's quite amazing, the vibe, because I've been to this thing nearly 10 years now.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm sort of double representing Australia and Ireland, both my homelands. And we're not in, as in Australia's not made it through to the grand final this year. So
I didn't know that.
Bambi Thug.
Yes.
Yeah, unfortunately, we didn't qualify. But you know what Australians are like, Colin. We'll hang on to anything.
Of course you
will.
It
turns out there's a young girl from Sydney, 17 years old. In fact, the youngest entrant in Eurovision this year. She was found on Instagram and TikTok. She's a Sydney schoolgirl and was invited to sing for Cyprus. So it turns out, while Australia's not officially in the competition, we're going to go rooting for Cyprus now.
Of course you will.
Yes, brilliant.
Foraging through everybody's Wikipedia page to just find some connection.
Exactly.
And you mentioned there the vibe, Clint, in terms of the atmosphere. Is it a constant party atmosphere or do things get serious at rehearsals?
Yes, it does get serious. This is the most rehearsed thing on the planet Earth. And, you know, as us working in the media, to see a concert so meticulously rehearsed and timed from jokes to reaction to singing to dancing, it's quite a spectacle. And to see all that unfold in the room, I'm actually going in to see the first rehearsal for the grand final in the next little while. So that will be quite spectacular. There's a lot of expectations. It is the anniversary for when ABBA won Eurovision in 1974. So there's expectations. Yeah. Maybe ABBA will appear on stage. Or maybe the holograms that they're singing with these days. There's also a lot of, unfortunately, a bit of a dark cloud. Of course, the fact that Israel is competing has brought in a fair bit of protesters. Mm. Tens of thousands of them, in fact, lined the streets yesterday for the semi-final that Israel took part in. Israel got through, to much to the surprise of most people. There was a thought that Europe would vote against Israel or not vote for them at all, and they might not make it through, but they did. And that's caused a bit of concern, not only for the contestants, but the safety of all the people attending Eurovision, because, you know, there is a war going on and there is people supporting for a free Palestine. So things are getting tense. And the entrant who is singing for Israel, her name's Eden Gulan, and she was addressing these concerns after making it through to the semi-final last night.
I think we're all here for one reason and one reason only, and the EBU... it's taking all safety precautions to make this a safe and a united place for everyone. And so I think it's safe for everyone.
Oh, it's crazy. It's crazy, mad world. Crazy, mad world.
It is. Unfortunately, when this stuff comes into a competition or you know, a TV show at the end of the day about singing and dancing and having a good time,
it's
supposed
to be apolitical, yeah.
But that is the way it is, and it's going to be an issue or a concern.
But the irony on it, and we won't get involved in it, but the irony is that they dumped Russia out. You know what I mean? So,
There is that. That's been the long-running question.
Yeah. So there's an undercurrent,
But anyway, let's get back to the fact that Ireland is in it. The first time since Emma Quinn, could Bambi Thug win this thing? I think there's a chance. There's a lot of love for her in the room. There's a lot of love for her, Europe. The first non-binary person who's made it through. There's actually another non-binary contestant now that's made it through since the last semi-final last night. So it's going to be quite an interesting combination of all these wonderful acts. But the man who's seen it all is, of course, our own Marty Whelan. He's celebrating 25 years of commentary for RTE this year. He was just a work experience kid, he says, when he watched Johnny Logan win the second time round, and now he's actually helmed. So I wondered what he thought, speaking to everyone around Malmö, all his commentary comrades, what is the feeling for Bambi Thug, and can they win it for Ireland?
Everybody is entitled to be who they are and what they want to be. They are brilliant. That's the fact of it. And when you look at the performance, I just think it's just terrific. It's very different. It's completely different. You know, in our semi-final, we had Bambi Thug singing, and we had two girls singing, one about Mother Teresa and another one about Our Lady.
Europe gets it, I think. But does Ireland get Bambi Thug?
Are you getting the impression that we don't?
No, you don't think so.
I think we do. I think, look, many people will back away from change. People don't like change. If you have very traditional values and stuff, that's fine. And keep them and enjoy, and that's lovely. But we're in a changing world.
Yeah. Do you know what? Bambi Thug's, their performance was absolutely stunning. Whether you liked it or you didn't like it, as a performance stands, they didn't put a foot wrong, and it was absolutely, I was gobsmacked by it.
It was spine tingling. It was goose pimples sort of stuff. I mean, they are a performer. They have studied musical theatre. That's all their own creation. It wasn't, you know, an RTE director coming in and going, saying, let's dance around some candles. That's their creation. They believe in witchcraft. They want to get that message out to the world. And Europe, as I said to Marty, is getting it. I just don't know whether Ireland does. And, you know, I've seen the stuff on social media. Or everything I post about Bambi Thug, for every nice thing people are saying, there's about five things for her. And I don't think that's nice, and I don't think that's representative of our country. It's representative of the keyboard warriors. But unfortunately, they're still there and they're still vocal. So I hope, if we don't win, I hope at least we get up there in the top five or whatever, just to prove how wonderful it is to have a non-binary witch representing Ireland in the Eurovision.
There's an atmosphere and a tone in Ireland at the moment that I'm very uncomfortable with. So, and that is so they will jump as in the keyboard warriors onto anything at this.
Will Utopia get behind her, Bambi Thug? But
well,
do
I'm
you
completely
know,
behind.
Do you know what number Bambi Thug is performing? Like what?
Yes. So you've got you'll be having the drinking and the canapes and the horse duvets until at 10 on Saturday.
10? Okay.
So that'll
brilliant.
Be about 20, 30 minutes in. We'll know roughly more about the exact timing later today when the semi-final, so when the rehearsals unfold. But number 10 in the running order is pretty good. So that's halfway through. We're 26 acts. 20 have qualified the last couple of days. There's the big five that always sing. And Sweden, of course, the big winner from last year, gets to sing. So 26 acts to sit through. So settle in for about 3.5 hours of fun.
There's our Saturday night sorted.
Well, listen, as always, Clint, good catching up with you. And if they win, we'll be catching up with you, obviously, next week. And if Cyprus win, you can just talk to your Australian friends.
Yes, exactly.
All right. Listen, have a great one. See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye, Clint.
Okay,
have fun.
Let's see what happens. Hopefully it'll work out. Okay, a little later than 9:30 to the newsroom and Dan.
Thank you, Colin. Good morning. It's reported that government may look at reviewing supports for migrants here. The number of asylum seekers being accommodated by the state has passed 30,000 for the first time, with the Irish Times claiming that supports to those not in direct provision could change. One of those include welfare allowance of €113 a week, with claims that could be reduced. A woman who believes that she's the inspiration behind the character Martha in Baby Reindeer says that she's going to sue Netflix and the show's creator star Richard Gadd. Fiona Harvey claims that she's received death threats and described the series as a work of fiction. Giving an interview to Piers Morgan Uncensored, she says that she's not a stalker and has not been in jail. In sport, we know the teams that will be arriving to Dublin for the Europa League final. Bayer Leverkusen made it 49 matches without loss, scoring late in a 2-2 draw at home to Roma, but went through 4-2 on aggregate. The Bundesliga champions will face Atalanta, who play a first ever European final after a 3-0 win at home to Marseille. Say today and progress 4-1 over the two legs. The weather, dry and bright conditions today. Lots of good warm sunshine with highs of 21 degrees.
Ireland's traffic with Western Motors Volkswagen. Commercial vehicle centres in counties Galway and Louth. Now stocking the all-electric ID Buzz. WesternMotors.ie.
Still very busy in Dublin on the North Quays, approaching a Bachelor's Walk, while the Swords Road inbound is slow from Whitehall Flyover till Griffith Avenue. In Galway, the Tuam Road inbound still very heavy around at Bohorna Drive at Mareview Business Park. In Limerick, there's queues as well on Rossbine Road inbound, approaching at the Childers Road Junction. And now you're up to date on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Okay, thank you, Dan. Stay with us. Got us busy. We got to try and put some cash on the line with what Lucy said to Colm. And also coming up, Al Porter is back and selling out everywhere. So Al Porter is going to join us in a few minutes' time. We'll catch up with Al. Actually, we'll catch up with a very young Al as well, because we found some audio of Al when he was 11 years of age on the Gerry Ryan Show. That's on the way as well. It's Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Feeling,
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. It is Colm and Lucy in the morning. It's 19 minutes away from 9 o'clock. And Al Porter is in studio with us. Al Porter, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. You smell lovely.
For having me, do I?
Yeah. It's really nice having somebody in studio who smells nice.
Well, you're always quite fragrant.
Wow, Colm, that says a lot about you.
It does, actually. Thank you very much. Well, listen, you're back on the circuit and you're selling out.
I'm back gigging. I'm enjoying it. I'm just back off a tour with Reginald D. Hunter, where I was opening for him in England.
Oh, yeah. How was that?
Really great, but we couldn't be more opposite for two people who get along. Yeah. And I'm doing my own tour at home. I'm in Vicar Street now for the third time.
And that's right, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
It's fantastic. Yeah. And I thank everybody who's coming. It's really, I'm very lucky. I love it.
Well, I want to go back. I know you many, many, many years.
Yeah.
But so I have a piece here for you. You're on Jerry Ryan's show.
Yes.
So this is when you started out. Now, you played Roy Keane.
Yeah, see, I did. I've been doing stuff since I was a kid. You know, I always say, open a fridge and I'll do 20 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, I just love. And, you know, I am like, I was always like that. My party piece when
I was a born performer.
Yeah, when I was nine, I used to do Tom Jones' It's Not Unusual.
Okay.
And that's not my generation.
No,
you know,
it's really not.
All the adults around were going, it is a bit unusual. So I did audition for things and I went to an open audition. It was the first real job. This is how I found this. Someone said, what was the first real job you ever had, Al?
Yeah.
And it was because I went to an open audition to play Robbie Keane in a in iKeno.
Oh, Robbie Keane.
I pretended that I could cartwheel and Peter Sheridan put me into the show.
Right.
And then the next year I did Bugsy Malone in the Olympian, the three Olympians they call it now. About 11 years old, and I ended on with Jerry Ryan.
Okay, have a listen to this. So this is you, 11 years of age.
He's from Talla, he's 12, and he is the infamous Knuckles.
That's right, he plays the part of Knuckles.
Yeah. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Alan Kavanagh. What a great part to get.
Oh, it's a brilliant part. Playing Knuckles is
playing
great.
Knuckles, because you get to beat people up.
It is, it's really good. I love it. He's Fat Sam's right-hand man. He has a little bit of a knuckle-cracking problem there. But he's great, really fun to play.
He's tougher than Sam, really, isn't he?
Yeah, Sam doesn't really do the dirty work that much.
Yeah, Knuckles does the heavy stuff.
Yeah.
Knuckles does the heavy stuff because he's a bit more stupid than Sam. Sam wouldn't do it because he'd get caught.
That's why I end up splurging myself in the end.
Yeah.
Wow, that is you. Your voice was deeper then.
I'm still in character. I'm a bit of a Daniel Day-Lewis at 11 or 12 years old.
I have an 11-year-old son.
Yeah.
And you're just so full of personality at that young age. You didn't seem like a shy kid, which is unusual.
I was never shy.
It seems like a lifetime ago, I imagine, now, though.
Well, that's true, because this year I'm back doing the Olympia, or the three Olympia, excuse me, panto on stage. I've been writing and directing it for the last 6 years. But we realised that that is, you know, that's 20 years of me being involved with the show.
Yeah.
In some way or another, it's been 20 uninterrupted years, whether it was writing, directing, or being on stage.
Which do you prefer? Writing, directing, or being on stage?
Yeah,
being
on stage. I can't help. Yeah.
The man has a light following him. You know what I mean?
You've had extra dates added to this show now, which is the show you're touring with at the moment, which is brilliant. It must be when the email comes in going, look, you know, you're oversubscribed, you need to add more dates.
Ah, yeah.
That must be a great feeling.
It's a dream come true. I mean, look, I didn't have any expectations coming into the tour and going back on stage.
Yeah.
I just thought, I'd like to do it, I'm ready to do it, and if some people would like to come and see it, then that's great. And the fact that it's now turned into probably the biggest, it is, I think, the biggest tour of stand-up that I've ever done.
That's amazing.
I finally started to put clips up on TikTok and Instagram.
That's what everyone's
doing. Things kind of changed while I was away.
Yes.
Yeah. But I'm getting to grips with that now, getting used to it.
So if people want to see where all the shows are, because I'm looking here at Dolan's, Ennis, Ballycotton, Galway, Westport. Have you a website?
Yeah, all my dates are on alporter.ie.
Are you on TikTok now?
I am on TikTok
now. Are you on
now.
Instagram?
Instagram.
Right.
I'm still on Facebook there.
Yeah.
I'm only starting out.
Bebo?
Is that still around?
Yeah, I've still got three friends on Bebo. Okay, check it out online. You're going to be gigging for the next 17 years just around Ireland.
Next 70. She was only born in 93. Right, yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yes. You're a baby.
Yeah. I know.
Still so much to do.
That was the year homosexuality was decriminalised in Ireland.
There you go. Just in time for
my,
you.
My dad said we'll have one.
Al Porter, good to see you, man.
Thank you.
Bye, Al.
Travel Saturday on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Hey, it's Trina. If you're thinking about packing your bags for a holiday, we are going to be joined in studio every Saturday by travel experts Ed Finn and Sarah Slattery. They know the places to go, the best deals to get, and how to make the most of your few days off work. So join us every Saturday on Something for the Weekend.
Travel Saturday with Sarah and Ed with Tropical Sky. Start your dream with tailor-made holidays to the Caribbean, Far East, Maldives and beyond. Flying from Shannon Airport with tropicalsky.ie.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Don't miss a single moment of Six Nations 2025 action. Scrum on over to Cassidy Travel's sports and events to secure your package for every Irish game. Call, drop into one of our central stores or visit CassidyTravel.ie to book your place to cheer on the boys in green in 2025. Cassidy Travel, your one-stop travel shop.
The best heat-retaining glass in the world is now available in Ireland. The main part of any window is the glass. So why choose ordinary when you can choose Landvac glass? Landvac comes in single and double glazing and can be used in new or old windows. Its safety glass is standard with a U-value of 0.4 and comes with a 50-year life expectancy and 15-year warranty. Landvac. Insist on the best. Visit lvg.ie.
Jobs Expo Cork comes to UCC's De Vere Hall on Saturday, May 25th. Meet Munster's top employers in person and get free career advice on the day. Register for your free tickets at jobsexpo.ie.
Hotels. We often play host to so many of life's big events, whether they're a once-in-a-lifetime occasion or those few magical moments away each year. At FBD Hotels and Resorts, our teams are committed to making every visit memorable, whether it's a drink with an old friend or making that perfect business pitch. Behind each memory is a team that cares. FBD Hotels and Resorts. It's just our way.
Want to see animals guaranteed? Visit a zoo. Want thrill rides guaranteed? Visit a theme park. Want the very best in choice and the very best in price when it comes to tiles, wood and bathware guaranteed? Then visit Limerick Tile and Wood. At Limerick Tile and Wood, you'll get the finest choice in tiles, wood and bathware in our extended showroom. All at unparalleled value. Visit Limerick Tile and Wood, Ballysimon Road, Limerick, or see tileandwoodcentre.ie.
We are the CBD Store, and we are one of Ireland's leading suppliers of CBD products. With a huge range of oils, edibles and more, if it's CBD, we've got it. What's more, as CBD experts, if you have questions, we have answers. The CBD Store, our name says it all. At Air Square in Galway, Irish Town Athlone, Oliver Plunkett Street Cork and Stephen's Green Shopping Centre Dublin. Visit thecbdstore.ie.
Go full family dinners on Lidl Plus. Mix and match any three Irish barbecue meats for just €9. Make chicken dishes to please the whole table. Bring your beef burgers to the next level and pick from our succulent pork. Family dinners sorted all week. Go on, mix and match any three for €9. Scan the Lidl Plus app and go full Lidl today.
You're listening to Colm and Lucy in the morning
with Noyex Newmans for your kitchens, floors, decks and doors.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
What Lucy Kennedy said to Colm Hayes
on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Okay, €2,750 up for grabs, which is quite nice. That's all you need to know. All we need to know is that you know the question. Here it is, bleeped. Have a listen.
How?
The answer is two. Okay, you give me the question, I'll give you the cash. €2,750.
How?
The answer is two. Okay, we will go to the phones after the Eurythmics.
See you.
What Lucy Kennedy Said to Colm Hayes.
On Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Okay, are we ready for this? Let's do it. Good morning, Jane.
Jane, are you there?
Eddie, are you there?
I'm here, Colm, yeah.
Eddie is there, okay.
Hi, Eddie, where are you calling from this morning?
From Talla.
And have you any plans to enjoy the lovely weather over the weekend?
No, just going out for a walk, going for a barbecue to me, son down in Allenwood tomorrow for his birthday.
Ah,
and then
that'd be nice.
Chilling.
Oh, that'll be lovely. Nice barbecue.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be nice? Think of all the steaks and all the food you could buy with €2,750 in cash. Alan, what do you think the question is?
I think it's how many times do you check your lottery tickets?
Sorry.
Oh, that's a good one. How many times do you check your lottery tickets?
Okay, Eddie, not Alan. Here we go. How many times do you check your lottery? Actually, I checked mine last night.
But how many times?
But how many times? Let's have a listen.
The answer is 2.
No, that wasn't the question. And I only check it once and then I throw it away because I haven't won. But listen, Eddie.
No, bother at all.
All right, just have a great weekend, man.
Enjoy the barbecue, Eddie.
Cheers.
See you later.
Bye-bye. Will do. Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Oh, now we've got Jane.
Jane, can you hear us okay?
I've no idea what's going on there.
Oh.
Hello.
Hi, Jane.
Hello, Jane. How are you?
Hello. Hello.
Okay, the line is crazy, so we'll try and... Okay.
Have you got the radio on in the background, Jane?
I have.
Okay.
Oh, we can hear you now.
We can hear you now.
We're
Let's
all good.
Do it really fast.
Oh, sorry, sorry.
Give me your question. Give me the question, quick, so that we're okay.
How many films do you watch per night?
How many films do you
watch?
Watch
per night?
How?
Ooh. The answer is 2.
Sorry, no, it's not. No, no.
There'll be a lot of movie watching in a week.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of movie watching. Sorry, it's not. Okay.
Jane, have a fun weekend.
Little crazy line there. We've had some fun with our lines this morning, which is great. Okay, so just reminding you, you can, of course, play again later on with Ruth and then again with Damien in the afternoon. But just before we go, right? Because, of course, it is Eurovision Song Contest night, and best of luck to Bambi Thug. I think they're going to do really, really well. I really do. I don't know if we're going to win, but I think we're going to be very, very close. But how many times have we won the Eurovision Song Contest?
7.
7 times. Absolutely right. Sunshine.
So this is Dana?
1970. It was Dana in 1970.
Then it was Johnny.
Then it was Johnny in 1980. And then it was...
Johnny again.
Johnny in 1987 with Hold Me Now. And then...
Linda Martin.
Yes!
Yes!
Why me, Linda Martin? Why me?
Oh.
Okay, and then...
Oh, is it Niamh?
Niamh is right. Within Your Eyes. 1992, great song.
Amazing.
Still love it.
Love it.
1994.
My favourite, Rock and Roll Kids.
Paul
the
Harrington and Charlie McGilligan. 1996.
Eimear Quinn.
Eimear
the
Quinn.
Voice.
Absolutely right. And 2024.
Potentially.
Bambi Thug. It's on tomorrow. What is it? We know she's the
10th.
They are the 10th act in. So best of luck, Bambi Thug. Enjoy it. Have a great weekend. We'll see you soon. Ruth is on the way.
Hey, it's Trina Mara, and we've just launched a brand new series called Ukrainian Voices in Ireland. Each week, we'll hear from members of the Ukrainian community about how they've found living in Ireland and what life is like with an ongoing war at home. We'll also be highlighting events and ways to help across the series. And if you would like to take part or support in any way, just email trina.mara@classichits.ie. Ukrainian Voices in Ireland, every week on my show from 10 till 2. And you can also catch up with our podcast. Just search Ireland's Classic Hits Ukrainian Voices.
A sound and vision initiative funded by Comisiún na mBean with the television licence fee.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
My name is Tony. I run my own business. I have just turned 54. I've got 3 teenagers at home. So between the kids and the business, it was hard to find time to meet anyone. I wanted someone in a similar situation. Intro listened. Carol has 2 teenagers, so she understands, and she plays golf. Perfect.
Intro matchmaking. Let us introduce you to your perfect partner.
I definitely recommend Intro to a friend, without doubt.
Call 01 677 000 or visit intro.ie.
Attention! MixGarage.com's inflation busting prices are live. Get unbelievable savings on everything for your car, garden, home and more. Plus, we've added even more ranges for you to explore. Get same day and guaranteed next day delivery on car parts, accessories, camping equipment and so much more. With thousands of price drops across the entire site, Ireland's number one online store just got cheaper. So visit MixGarage.com for inflation busting prices on staycation essentials. MixGarage.com. More than just car parts. We've more to explore.
Turn a drab, dated bathroom into a modern, stylish bathroom with an amazing fit out by The Tile Factory. From initial ideas to the finishing touches, The Tile Factory do it all. Measuring and designing for free, fitting it themselves and clearing away the mess to leave you with a beautiful new bathroom. It's more than worth the time to see what's on offer at The Tile Factory on Deer Park Industrial Estate in Ennis-Dymond or click tilefactory.ie.
Atlantia Clinical Trials invite you to discover the power of blueberries. If you're age 50 to 65 with a BMI over 27, you can join their study on the effects of blueberry extract. Participation includes health assessments and 4 visits to their Blackpool clinic, plus €350 compensation upon completion. Help us unlock the potential benefits of blueberries. To find out more and join the study, visit AtlantiaClinicalTrials.com. Atlantia Clinical Trials, proving global science locally.
It's almost 10 o'clock.
Your mates are probably running low on tea and crisps again. Send them the good stuff with Unpust. Unpust for your world.
Across Cork, Limerick, Clare and Galway.
On your phone.
And on your smart speaker.
This is the home of the 80s and 90s.
This is Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Ten, I'm Daniel Pitcher. Good morning. There's a call for change of management at University Hospital Limerick to reflect accountability. Limerick TD Richard O'Donoghue is welcoming a review to be carried out into emergency healthcare in the Midwest. It will decide if there needs to be a second ED in